Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor, throwing out the welcome mat in the foyer of our Hollywood Theater of Stars and offering you our most special seats in our family circle. This week, Helga Murray and Robert Lowry join our radio cast to play the spectacular roles of two frustrated lovers in our story called 3 Days Leave. We'll raise the curtain on the first act in just a moment. But first, hear these words from our announcer. And now, the foot's up and the house lights fade, and here's the first act of our play, 3 Days Leave, starring Helga Murray and Robert Lowry. We find Corporal Hank Scott, clad in a lounging robe that would never be found among the effects of a man drawing a corporal's pay, pacing the floor of a deluxe suite in the ultra-ultra Balmoral Inn. From the depths of an elegant pigskin bag, Hank retrieves a little black notebook, skims hurriedly through the pages, and picks up the telephone receiver.
Exbrook, 4695. What a dish. 12 hours gone, and the best I've had in the way of entertainment is a window shopping tour. What's the matter with the femmes in this town, anyway?
Hello. Who wants to talk to who?
Hello. Is this the residence of Miss Gertrude Brophy?
You said it, cousin. This is Gordy talking. What gives?
This is Henry Scott. I just returned from overseas.
Yeah, you've been in the thick of the battle and you want a date. That's what they all say. Go on from there.
Well, a friend of yours, Manny King, gave me your number and suggested I phone you when I got in. If you've nothing better to do, I've got tickets for a show and I thought that...
Don't tell me, cousin. You got tickets for a show and you want a little feminine companionship.
Yeah, I've
Look, soldier, if I give a date to every guy what says he's just back from overseas, that Manny kid gives my number to, I'd be from old age before I got married.
But I just thought that maybe we
and
could...
And how do I know you're just back from overseas?
Well,
the last guy with an intro for Manny King gave me that same line and I found out the Palooka was still doing time in boot camp.
But I assure you, I've been out of boot camp over a year. I was in the thick of it overseas, and I'm in town on a very short leave. I thought you might like to see the All-Star Review. You know, it seems a shame to let these tickets go to waste.
Get a new line, soldier. I've seen that show so many times I could play any part in the cast just from memory.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So am I, soldier. But look, I'm just one girl, and from the way Manny King's been giving out my phone number, you'd think I was Solomon's wife. The whole thousand of them.
Oh, please accept my apologies. I was just a bit lonely, and I thought that maybe...
I know, but there ain't a chance. Between my job daytimes and the canteen nights, I ain't had a whole night's sleep in a month.
Well, I...
The ambition of my life right now is to be from lonely, and I do mean lonely.
Sorry. Perhaps another time.
Yeah, perhaps. Look, you ain't got bars, have you?
No, sorry, I'm just a corporal.
I thought so. That guy Manny is sure from hunger when it comes to friends of importance. If you was even a second lieutenant, I would... No, not even for a general would I torture my tootsies. I'm dead for sleep, but definitely. Good night, Corporal.
Good night, Miss Brophy. I wish it was time to fly back to Dubuque. Might as well use the old insurance sales plan. So many calls, so much business. So I'll look for another number. Here's one. Claire Van Rensselaer. Atwater 36969, please. Maybe I'm using the wrong approach. Maybe they'd rather dance.
Hello?
Is this the Van Rensselaer residence?
Yes, it is. Whom do you wish to speak to?
This is Henry Scott. I'm in town on 3 days leave.
Oh, yes, I know what you're going to say. where you are today?
Well, yes, in a way. A friend of mine, Manny King, a buddy of mine overseas, suggested that I call this number and ask for Miss Clara Van Rensselaer.
Oh, how interesting. We haven't heard from our former chauffeur since he entered the army. How is he?
As long as he can escape KP, which isn't often, Manny is quite well. Is this Miss Van Rensselaer speaking? If so, I was about to suggest dinner and a show.
Oh, that would be fun. But I'm no longer Miss Van Rensselaer. I'm now Mrs. Colonel Andover Claiborne. My husband is also here on leave, and I'm afraid I shall be quite busy for the next few days.
So sorry. My error. Can you feature that? Me calling the CO's wife. I hope she don't remember my name. Bellamore, 43737. What a life. Time's a-wasting.
Hello?
This is Henry Scott speaking. I'm here on leave. And a friend of mine, Manny King, suggested I call this number and ask for Miss Pansy Forsell.
Well, half my time. Is this your Henry Scott that used to live all over there on the avenue? Henry, honey, where has you all been? If I'd known you was going to be in town, I would...
I'm sorry. This isn't the Henry you think it is. One thing sure, that bird Manny King sure got around a lot. Exbrook, 73426. Wish I'd have known somebody else besides Manny King from this town.
Hello?
Is this the Goldman residence?
Yes, Satis.
This is Henry Scott speaking. A friend of mine, Manny King, suggested I call Miss Rose Goldman while I'm here on leave. Well, being a stranger here, I...
From overseas, Maisie?
How did you guess?
I guess you call it. Every time I'm picking up the telephone receiver from the last week, it's some friend from Manny King inviting himself to dinner. Ain't they got some soldiers maybe in this part of the world?
Oh, I'm sorry, I...
Well, don't misunderstand me, Mr. Scott. The Goldman House is Liberty Hall to all your boys. But couldn't you maybe bring a girlfriend along?
Well, no,
I'd
you see, I
want to be patriotic, but after all, I'm just one girl. And right now, I got six other friends that Manny King wants me to go dancing with.
Then I'm going to be the exception. Manny told me to call you and I'd be invited out for a delightful repast of bacon and eggs.
Oh, bacon? You've got the wrong number. Here I'm giving herring, and even from that I'm fresh out.
And I think Dubuque is only 12 hours flying time away.
At ease, Corporal. What's your name?
Scott, sir. Henry Scott.
You look lonesome, Scott. You're on leave, I presume?
Yes, sir.
What outfit?
Yours, sir.
What's a good-looking youngster like you doing wasting precious hours wandering around a hotel lobby?
I was just on my way out, sir.
Oh, you're stopping here?
Yes, sir.
Well, pretty expensive place for you, isn't it?
Well, I'm on a sort of morale bend, sir.
Oh, I understand. But a pretty girl would do more for your morale right now than $8 worth of this swank.
Right, sir. But I seem to lack the ability to...
Reach your objective, eh?
You put it well, sir.
Ah, that's bad, Corporal. Very bad. Our maneuvers, you know, how important it is to reach and take any objective you're ordered to.
Yes, sir. I've helped take several of them.
Yet with a room full of beautiful objectives, I find you leaving the field.
Beautiful objectives?
Girls, man. Girls. The lobby is positively overflowing with them.
But this is, well, different, Colonel.
Different? Rubbish. Use the same tactics you would in the field. Move in, take over, and... hold against all enemy invaders.
You make it sound easy, sir.
Well, now try it. Which particular objective would you prefer to take over in this room now?
You mean it, sir?
It's an order.
That blonde objective with the blue eyes and green trench coat, sir. But I never...
I've made it a rule never to ask a man to do something I won't do myself. Come on, we'll take over. Would you consider me very presumptuous, young lady, if I asked your name?
Of course not, Colonel Claiborne.
Oh, you know who I am.
Oh, one could scarcely fail to recognize a face that has been gracing the front page of every paper ever since your arrival back from overseas, Colonel.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, may I know your name?
Yes, I'm Millette Drew, Colonel.
Millette Drew. It's a very pretty name. And you're British, aren't you? Well, this is going to be quite simple, Corporal. A friendly objective.
Really,
Miss Drew, may I present Corporal Scott?
How do you do, Corporal Scott?
Miss Drew?
Very friendly objective, Scott. Easy to take, but you may not find the holding such a simple task.
You're not turning command over to me, sir.
I am, and I'd expect you to hang on. By the by, how long is your leave?
2 more days, sir.
In 2 days, you should be able to do a lot towards improving your position. I shall expect a report on this maneuver, Corporal. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Did I understand you to tell the Colonel you're on leave?
That's right.
And you must return to duty in 2 days?
I'm on duty now.
Now?
By special order of the Colonel.
Oh, then I'm detaining you.
No, I'm detaining you.
The curtain falls in the first act of our play, 3 Days Leave, starring Helga Murray and Robert Lowry. In a moment, we'll raise the curtain on the second act. But first, these words from our sponsor. Now, Act 2 of 3 Days Leave, starring Helga Murray and Robert Lowry. It seems that Miss Drew is in what the Army calls an encirclement. Corporal Scott is holding his position and obviously has the situation well in hand.
Does this mean I'm under some sort of military arrest, Corporal Scott?
Oh, no, no.
But you said very pointedly that you were detaining me.
That's right. My colonel's ordered.
Is it a custom of the American Army to go about detaining visiting allies?
Oh, please don't put it that way, Miss Drew. The colonel's only desire is to make your visit more pleasant.
Oh, then I'm still free to come or go as I please.
That's right. But Colonel Claiborne would be very disappointed if you refused to enjoy the freedom of the city as his personal guest.
But Colonel Claiborne has left.
He left me to act as his proxy.
Oh, if that is some strange American custom, I'm afraid I shall have to be courteous and acquiesce.
Oh, hang it all. Let me give you the straight of this. I'm Corporal Henry Scott, Hank to my friends.
How do you do, Hank?
I just returned from overseas. I'm on 3 days leave, and I'm terribly lonely.
Oh.
The colonel found me wandering around the lobby and told me that the only prescription to lift my morale would be an introduction to a pretty girl.
And so?
Well, you may have noticed the colonel is a rather forceful person. He asked me what particular pretty girl in this lobby appealed to me, and...
The rest I know.
As to how the colonel accomplished our introduction, yes. I hope you'd like to know more about me, personally.
If we're to improve the relationship of true allies, it would help.
All right. I'm Hank Scott of Dubuque, Iowa. I've got more money than I'll ever be able to spend. I was in the thick of the fighting overseas, and after my leave is over, well, I expect to be back in it again. Now it's your turn to talk.
Well, I'm Lady Millette Drew, the daughter of Lord Fitzlawton Drew. I'm over here to talk to the women of America about what the women of England are doing to help win the war.
You mean you're one of the, what do you call it, royalty?
Why not? If you want to pose as a Dubuque millionaire, why shouldn't I be an English lady?
You don't believe me? You think I was...
I've been here 3 weeks. Every soldier on leave that I've met has represented himself to be the heir to some motor magnate or patent medicine mogul or some other equally unbelievable plutocrat.
But there are many heirs to motor and patent medicine millions in our country.
And is every soldier on leave a candidate for citations for bravery? Aren't there just a few men in training?
Look, to get really chummy with you, Miss Lady Mel... Drew, I'm willing to be, say, an insurance salesman. What do you really think I am?
Well, I should say that one who answers to the name of Hank Scott is, well, perhaps a donut or ice cream salesman. That you've been out of boot camp for about a month. That you've a month's pay in your pocket, and that you want to spend it all in one glorious night. Now, what do you really think I am?
I think you're the most beautiful girl I've ever met. That you're a regular guy, if you know what that means, and... Well, I'd rather spend that month's pay on you than on anyone else in the world.
And you don't believe I'm the daughter of an English lord?
You probably come just as close to being an English lady as I do to being an American millionaire. So what of it?
All right. I'll tell you what you want to believe. My name is really Millette Drew. I clerk in the bomb town. When Colonel Claiborne introduced us, I was hoping to meet...
Hank Scott, a corporal who's just earned his stripes.
Uh-huh.
In Dubuque, I really sell insurance. If I never get overseas, it'll be okay with me. Unless to follow you there. Well, shall we go in to dinner?
Dinner? Here? Oh, that month's pay wouldn't last more than one evening if we started off by having dinner here.
Okay, then. I'll show you how a small-town insurance salesman shows his girl a big time in a good town.
Good. Now you're getting to earth, Hank.
That's where I want to be, Millette. Because that's where you are. Only I feel like I'm floating on cloud nine.
Oh, Corporal. And when do we start? I'm hungry.
Right now. And hang on, because here we go.
But, Hank, you do it so well.
Oh, it's very easy. But I admit that there's a special technique to it.
I know, but look, my donut falls to pieces in the coffee.
The whole secret is timing. Now, come on, try again.
All right, here I go. Watch. Oh, I didn't make it.
Oh, come on, try it just once more.
There.
Now you've got it, darling. You're really cooking on the front burner.
I'm having a wonderful time, Hank. Oh, more fun than I've ever had. What do we do next?
We're going bowling. Hang on to my coat, Dale, while we run for the bus. Millette, hold the ball with three fingers. So, uh-huh. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Now, three steps and let go.
Oh, darling, I didn't hit a single pin. My ball just rolled down the gutter.
Well, try it again, dear. Don't hold it so tight. Just relax.
Like this. Is this better?
That's it. Now, three easy steps and... Millette, you made a strike. And what do you know about that?
This is heavenly, Hank. I could dance forever.
Could you pop music in a nickel a throw? Not on my dough.
Oh, just one more, darling.
Okay, darling. I'll wait and come down to Earth broke in the morning. Right now, I'm riding cloud nine with you in my arms.
It's a beautiful cloud. Your cloud nine.
Our cloud nine.
And this is Central Park.
Yeah. Have some popcorn.
And another ride on cloud nine.
Am I proving a success as a host by proxy?
Why do you ask?
Well, the colonel ordered me to make a report.
I'm having heaps of fun, if that's what you mean.
You wouldn't try to kid a Marine, would you?
I don't think I could. Hank, I can't help wondering.
Wondering what?
If we'd be enjoying ourselves as much if you really were a Dubuque millionaire and I...
You were an English lady?
If you were a millionaire, you'd probably be boasting of your yachts and your ability to make money, your newest airplane.
And if you were the daughter of an English lord, you'd probably be frozen in that stodgy British reserve.
And you'd never think of taking me to Bill's sandwich shop for coffee and sinkers.
And I'd never have had the courage to tell you.
What?
That I love you, Millette.
And if we weren't what we are, I never would have believed you.
But because I'm just plain Hank Scott, an insurance salesman with a yen to get this thing over so that we can get back to normal. Oh, you do believe me, don't you, darling?
Oh, I want to. More than I've ever wanted anything.
And you'll promise to wait for me?
I'd like to, darling, but...
But what?
Well, supposing I do wait and you come back and...
And we're married and go to England on a glorious honeymoon? Well, go on.
Well, supposing when we got there you discover that I really was the daughter of Lord Fitzlord and Drew. What then?
I'd probably steal back to my plane and fly away for parts unknown to forget.
Your plane?
We were just supposing.
About everything?
Oh, no. The love in you and I are all very real. Just the title and the plane and the millions are...
Supposed to be phony.
Supposing that's true, why must we wait?
Oh, because I want to be sure, darling.
That I'm just plain Hank Scott, insurance salesman?
No, that I really love you. After all, we've known each other such a short time.
But we've got two more days.
Oh, they'll seem like two short minutes.
Except for the hours you'll be away from me.
Hours to think.
Of the hours to come.
I
I've been waiting up for you, youngster.
That wasn't necessary, sir.
I want a report on your situation.
I have a very favorable one to make, sir.
You're still holding the objective, Corporal Scott?
Not only holding it, sir, I've consolidated my position.
Oh, will you gentlemen stop talking in riddles? What is this objective you're talking about?
You are the objective, Millett. Colonel Claiborne left me in charge with orders to hold and consolidate my position. How well I've carried out my assignment, only you can tell him.
Do you want the truth, Uncle?
Uncle?
I'll have to fess up, Corporal. Lady Millett Drew is the daughter of my sister, the wife of Lord Fitzlawton Drew.
I asked Uncle Andover to find and introduce me to a good-looking young American.
And, Corporal, as your father, an old hunting companion of mine, had written and asked me to keep an eye on you, I had the clerk point you out and...
Now the objective may disintegrate before my very eyes. And it's such a beautiful objective.
You mean you can't hold it, Corporal Scott?
With your consent, I might try an encircling movement. I have my grandmother's engagement ring, which I've always carried, just in case.
Well, when your position seems desperate, try anything. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Uncle.
Well, Lady Drew of the Bon Ton Basement.
Well, Corporal Scott, my overseas hero.
I've really been over there, and I've really got a citation.
And I really did sell bonds in the Bon Ton Basement.
But those two people couldn't get along at all.
Then why not go back to those two real people?
Millett Drew, who's come over here to...
To improve our relationship.
Why not cement the relationship?
With Hank Scott, insurance salesman.
Who else? Let me write you a policy.
For the balance of 3 days' leave.
That's only the first installment.
The policy is for life?
For life if you'll marry me before I leave.
If I marry you before you leave?
There may be special premiums, darling.
And so the curtain falls in the final act of our story, 3 days' leave. In just a moment, I'll return for an interview with our star, Helga. But in the interim, here are some very important words to be listened to with an attentive ear. Come on over here, Helga.
Hello, C.P. Why that quizzical smile?
I'm really puzzled. How is it that all you lovely British girls never say no, never say yes, yet you always get your man?
C.P., any girl can get her man, providing she remains indefinite. If a man ever learns all there is to know about a woman, well, far be it from me to reveal the secret of romance.
If she ever does let loose with that secret, C.P., I hope you think enough of the brotherhood of men to pass along the information. You know, as brothers in the lodge and all that stuff.
Talk about secrets, Bob Lowry. How about lending me that little black book you used in the first act? You know, with all the telephone numbers in it? You won't have any more use for it. Or will you?
In present company, that amounts to treason, C.P.
Yes. For the sake of both sexes, let's forget the whole secret business.
Okay with me, Helga and Bob. But your fine performance in 3 days' leave is no secret. Thank you for a wonderful job. And come back and see us soon again. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our star will be Charles Sterrett in a rollicking, haphazard comedy romance called Two Hearts in Pigskin, a show full of all of the ingredients, spice, and flavor deluxe which make up for real entertainment. You won't want to miss it, so therefore we have a date at the same place and at the same time next week when Charles Sterrett runs a 50-yard gain in our story, Two Hearts in Pigskin. Until then, this is C.P. McGregor saying thanks for listening and cheerio from Hollywood.